Hayt Nusach HaTfilin, that's Parshas Shmois. The Ramban on the Pasuk, Vayishmai Elokim es Na'akosam. Steht in Ramban, that Kodesh Baruch Hu heard this scream, this cry, that even though the time had come, they were not zoicha to the Geula until Kodesh Baruch Hu heard their screaming and their crying. Okay, Vayishmai Elokim es Na'akosam, says the Ramban, it's Tzakosam. And the Ramban, the same thing he says at the end of Parshas Boy, on the Pasuk, Vayikaru es Elokim bechozka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomea tefila bekoil. And the problem is that l'choira, this comes out as opposite to the Gemara, because the Gemara in Brochas, on the Daf Lamed Aleph, the Pasuk says, V'chana hi medaberes aliba, rak sfasei anoyes, v'koil alo yishmoa, that HaKadosh koil betfilosa, it is biktani amona. Right, you're not being allowed to be allowed. So, if you say a noise, a person is supposed to be moitzi bisvosov, but koila lo yishoma. So, what's the pshat? So, the Beis Elokim says, and says there's a difference between the two. Zichr, if a person davens, he should not do it bekol. He should be quiet. If a person has a istzora, and there is a need, and the need comes out, and the person has to scream because he has no... He doesn't have any other reliance on anything else. He's out of desperation, and he realizes that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help him. That filah does betzioka. And he says two reasons. Either because he's not shy for him to mechaven otherwise, or this shows the reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shows desperation, shows that he has no other way out. So that because, but that filah which is done steady, that is done belachash, and he cannot be heard. Now, and he could understand because Chana, we learned that Tefillah cannot be done by called Davka from Chana. And Chana is a Tefillah because she felt so bad and she was in desperation and she was exasperation and still has to be. And the reason is because she davened the regular steady Tefillah. So the regular steady Tefillah needs to be done, Al Korchach, says the Beis Elokim, Belachash. It's a Tefillah which is momentary, out of desperation, out of need. That could not be called. But Chana was doing it on a steady basis. That's why it has to be what you call belachash. The question is, why does it have to be belachash? Why does tefillah need to be belachash? And more important, the Beis says on the Zohar, ha'itzlois ha'ishmois, if that tefillah of a person is heard by somebody else, the ishmois le'udin in the barnash, less man the tzayis la'in shomayim, they don't listen to it. That's what the Beis says. And the question is, why? Why does the tefillah have to be belachash? That's the first question. And why, if a tefillah is, so says the Beis Elokim, if a person has no kavona otherwise, he's allowed to do bekol. Otherwise, he has to do it belachash. Why is it told in kavona? And why is it told in a tefillah that's steady, that is done on a regular basis? That's belachash. A momentary tefillah out of his expiration could be done bekol. What's the chiluk? Why is that so? So that's the first question. The second is the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Aleph. He talks about the Tefillah and it says, in the beginning, everybody will do the davening according to their own language, according to their own nusach. But kivan shegolu ve'oisa sfas kol ish meureves, and then they mixed up the languages. They didn't have one language, so therefore, anshek nesak doila, the bezin shel Ezra was mesaken the Tefillah beloshna koydish, that everybody should have the text. So the Rambam says, what was the chesoron? The chesoron is that each one, they didn't have their own language. They went to the Bovel and they went to Yovan. So they had Greek and they had, what you call it, and they had Persian, Greek later, but Persian. So there was not one unified single language. So asks the Briskerov asks in Soite, he says, 1 second. We know the Locha is in Mizak Soite that Tefillah is the Mez B'choloshon. Tefillah could be said in any language. So what's the problem? El al kochach, because you're right, it has to be done in language. But if you mix languages, you don't have a language. You have a dialect. It's like yeshivish. You talk a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So that's not a language. It has to be a language. So as long as they had the language, there's no need to do a nusach tefillah. But once they lost their language, so they had to do it. Skrov asks himself, why is there a din loshen? Why were Chazal mesakin a din loshen in tefillah? So that's the question. Why do we need the concept of a loshen in tefillah? Now, the Gemara in Daf Chof Ches, Amud Beis, in Broches, and the Gemara in the Megillah of Zav, the Beis, the Gemara says that Shimon HaPakuli was Mesad Yud Ches Broches Lifnei Raman Gamliel. And the Gemara says, one second, we know that by Enchek Nes Agdoila, Kuf Chof Skenim, says the Gemara, Mehem Kam Nevim, the Loshon Yerushalmi. Kuf Chof Skenim, they're Mesaked Etfila. The Gemara says, Shochechu V'chozru V'istum. Now, interestingly enough, the Gemara goes like this. So Shimon HaPakuli was the one who was Mesader the Tefila Lifnei Raman Gamliel. And the Gemara says that truthfully there was already a takana before from Anshe Knes HaGdoila Shetiknu HaTefila LaSeder. Now, the Groin explains in Nimre Noyam that what's the pshat? What did they do before Anshe Knes HaGdoila? So the Groin says that everybody daven according to their needs. If somebody needed something specifically, he daven to get satisfaction or kujboko to give their needs that they were looking for. Now the question is, what is the chidush of Shimon HaPakuli and what was before Anshe Knes HaGdoila? So Talmid Rabbi Yonah have a givaldik chidush, and they say like this, that Ein Achinami, before, they don't say, but according to the Groin, right, before Anshe Knes HaGdoila, anybody could go ahead and ask whatever they needed when they needed. Right? That was the tefillah. Anshe Knes HaGdoila were mesaken the nusach habrocha. So it says to be the Rinyoina, they were mesaken the brochas, but people didn't have to daven. They davened. If they needed das, they davened. They mentioned das. If they needed refuah, they mentioned the brochas refuah. Shimon HaPakuli is mesader that they should daven the whole thing together. Now, says that doesn't make any sense. First of all, because the Gemara says that Anshe Knes HaGdoila were mesaken the tefillah yudches brochas al haseder. So there was al haseder even by Anshe Knes HaGdoila. So he says that no, that Shimon HaPakuli really there was a tefillah al haseder. But like what the Gemara says, shochechum, they forgot it because it was in disuse, and Shimon HaPakuli restored. He wasn't mechadish anything new. Now, and he argues Rabbi Yonah don't say that because it's hard to believe that they forgot something that they did every day. If those are takona to do every day, how can he forget? And only Shimon HaPakuli, interestingly enough, who is Shimon HaPakuli? Shimon HaPakuli is mentioned only by this. There's nowhere else in Shasta Shimon HaPakuli is mentioned. And Rifin Rabban Gamliel, which Rabban Gamliel are we talking about? The posh pshat is this Rabban Gamliel of Yavne after the Churban, even though the Gemara mentions Shmuel HaKotan. The Shmuel HaKotan was besakin birkas haminim. If he was besakin birkas haminim, lechor Shmuel HaKotan, the Gemara is mashmid Yerushalmi that he lived in the time of Hillel HaZaken. But it's possible that by the time Hillel HaZaken was very old, he was very young, and by the time of Rav Gamliel of Yavne, he was very old. So it's possible that he was at that time also. But be as it may, either Rav Gamliel HaZaken, which is before the Churban, or Rav Gamliel of Yavne, which is after the Churban. But Shimon HaPakuli was mesakin. So, Talmid Rabbi Yonah have a point. Now, what word mesaken has to be that they were mesaken a takona that wasn't before? Because if it was a takona to say every day, how did they forget? So, Al Korcha, what Talmid Rabbi Yonah answer is that they, Anshe Knes HaGdoila were mesaken, the brochas al haseder. If you needed two things or three things, you had to follow the seder. But you didn't have to do it every day. Specifically, they were mesaken to do it dafka by the time of the churban, they were mesaken to do the Yud Ches Brochois al haseder. That was the takona that was done by Rabban Gamliel of Yavne, and that was done by Shimon HaPakuli. Now, Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Halevi asks, on the Gemara says that Rabban Gamliel asks, does anybody know how to make a Birkas Haminim? Birkas Haminim, Poshup Shad, is the Mirka, the Brocha of the Christians, or something like that. And the Gemara gets Shmuel HaKotan. Why didn't they get Shimon HaPakuli? If Shimon HaPakuli was mesakin Yud Ches Brochas, Ela de Pshad is because he wasn't mesakin Yud Ches Brochas. He was just restoring, because he had a tradition, how to daven Yud Ches Brochas, Ela Seder, the 18, the Seder of the 18. So to remember the Seder of the 18, he was mesakin because he remembered, but he didn't create anything new. Now the question is, why Davka by Rabban Gamliel of Yavne by Shimon HaPakuli were they mesakin to daven Yud Ches Brochas? By Ezra comes out contra Ben Yonah, there wasn't. The idea was the people davened, but there was a seder that was kept, that they chained the brochas how to do accordingly, and that was forgotten with the time. And Shimon HaPakuli restored the seder for everybody. But they were Dafka Beram Gamliel of Yavne, they restored it. Why Dafka Beram Gamliel of Yavne they restored and not beforehand? So the three questions going back. The first one, why is tefillah belachash such an important thing? And what's the difference between that and a tefillah if it's done for a specific need? The second thing is, why does tefillah need the loshon that Ezra had to be mesaken? And why specifically Ezra? Meaning why they come out like that? And the second is why is the takon of Shimon HaBakuri changes tefillah from what it was before to what it's supposed to be now? Okay? So the Maral in the Siva Avoid in Perek Beis explains why tefillah has to be belachash. And he says, because you want to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah, as we spoke, is connection, that we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The highest madrega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a madrega which is called the madrega hanelemes, the hidden madrega. The hidden madrega means a madrega which is not revealed. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that anything that He reveals is already in a lower level. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above any revelation. Every revelation is a tzimtzum. If a person wants to connect, he wants to connect in the highest form possible. Safra de Tzniusa says that the Chochma is called, the Chochma Asoid is called Tzniusa, because has to done be done with Tzniusa. Because you are talking about the Olam is Ha'ilyonim, which the Olam is Ha'ilyonim are Bitznius. Even when we are Megale in a way to keep the Tznius. Why? Because all the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a revelation. But anything that's revealed is not Him, is Metzumtzum, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond any revelation. Revelation comes out from the Tzimtzum. So all the idea of the revelation is to connect to this thing which is non-revealed. The Tefillah is not what we speak. What we speak is only the text to create kavona, but the kavona, ikar tefillah, is kavona shebelev. The idea is the language of tefillah is called the apophatic language, is the language of the unspoken. The tefillah, when we have, is chazal or misakin, a text for our tefillah to go ahead and do it. But we use this text, that's why tefillah is called vaidrosha. The Ramban, Vatelech Lidrish Es Hashem, says the Ramban, Lo Matzinu Drisha Ela Beloshen Tefillah, Dirshu Es Hashem Behim Otzoi. That's the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, when he says, Vatelech Lidrish Es Hashem. Why is it trash? Because the same in Torah, the world of Pshat is the world of Gilui. That is a madrega that we don't want to connect to. Because we realize that whatever is in Nizgale, it's not it. We hold always to the madrega hane'elemes, that the gilui tells me what's not being megule, and that is what I'm trying to connect. That's why in Torah, the real kavonas, the mitzvahs of Torah, never came bederech gilui. They only come bederech drash. Tefillah is also not bederech pshat, it's bederech drash. So the tefillah that we have is not chas v'sholom that we are talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The speech and the talking that we have is because the speech Shemar says is the Chibur Shamayim Vaoretz. The speech is the part which connects Shamayim Vaoretz, that the Nefesh HaChaim also says, because as we spoke, the concept of Dibur is the Mafli Laso, is the Mechaber Shamayim Vaoretz. So you want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. So you create a text, and the Tefillah is the Drosh of the text. Says the Beis Elokim, Ikar hatfil is kavona shebelev. You are mechaven, using the words, to get what to mean. That's why it's called pirush amilus. It's not called tirgum, it's pirush, what comes out of the words. Because the tefillah is the madrega hanelemes. Use the speech, is the vehicle, is the text that we use to be able to communicate. So that's why you can't hear the speech. Because if you hear the speech, kibiyochol, you're talking. That's the ikar. The speech is not. The speech is the vehicle, is the text that we darshan. Has to be spoken because we want to be mechaber shomayim v'oretz. But if you connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through something which is revealed, through speech, through communication, that attachment, that connection is a very low connection. You connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hidden. Your language is apophatic language. Use this to have a kavona shebalev, and to use these words as the text to darshan, to communicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the drosha shebalev. Tefillah is not bederech pshat. Bederech pshat is speech. Chazal say you can't listen. If you talk like a person, the tefillah is not toile lamala. Less man de shama. If you use the tefillah, the speech, not as a form of talking, of communicating, But as a text to Darshan and the Drosha and the Kavonas Aleph, that's how you connect. That's what Tefillah is all about. That's very Gishmak de Gemara. The Gemara in Brocha says, Vehi medaberes aliba. So the Pasuk says, Vehi medaberes aliba, raks faseya nois vekola loishma. What Vehi medaberes aliba? Says the Gemara, Mikan she tzvila tzricha kavonas alev. Because the medaberes is aliba. The dibur is a dibur halev. And that's the dibur of tznius. That is the dibur. In other words, tefillah is the apophatic dibur. So we mean it's givaldic. Tefillah needs loshen. You know why? To create a text. You can have individual loshen. Loshen has to be a skoma sauma to be called a dibur. That's once you have a loshen, you have a text, and you could darshan the text. That's why the Yerushalmi says something givaldic, that the people were mesakan the tefillah, there were at least 80 neviim. Why do you need neviim for tefillah? And why dafka 80? So the Losh Yerushalmi is shmoinim vekama. There were more than 80. Why is there more than 80? Well, who cares about it? Because 80 is the Loshon pei, is the pe. But the vorti is that tefillah is a nevua. It's like kisvei hakodesh. You're darshening tefillah. Tefillah is not that you create what to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You create what to darshen from tefillah. So therefore you need a nevua. Because this is a text. Kibiyochol, this is our text. Because the text is the gilui, and through the gilui, you reach to the tznius. The same way in Nevuah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world, and that's so important. Because in life, you don't see Hashgocha Begilui. The gilui of this world allows you to listen into higher and to listen and to search for the hidden meaning, for the hidden Hashgocha. Everything in value here in the world is hidden. So therefore, use the text of Gilui to reach to the Tznius. Tefillah, use a Nusach. That's why the Tefillah repeats itself. To tell you that that's not Chas V'Shalom what you're communicating. Using the Tefillah as the springboard to be Darshan and to communicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Kavona Shebalev. So Mimela, it's very givaldic. The Ramban says, to scream HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only if it's not Shach Kavona. But a tefillah which is steady, which is a process of communication, is not the expiration that you need help. It is a concept of an avoider of connection. Keneged the oves tiknun, keneged the korbonos. That tefillah which is not communicating, but is connecting, cannot be heard. That's why the tefillah which is communicating, that you're painful, that you want to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that tefillah is bekol. The tefillah which is connection, which is not communicating, that tefillah is done by tznius. That's a pshat. Becharbi bekashe. Shelakachti miyad emoyri becharbi bekashe. The Targum says becharbi is tzloisi, is tefillah, and bekashti with my arrow is bakosha. So the Brisker says, what's the kesher of a cherev to tefillah and an arrow to bakosha? So the Biskrov in the stencil says, because tefillah is very different. In other words, an arrow you need to aim, and the sword kills on its own. That's what Biskrov says. So a tefillah has a text, kills on its own. You don't need to have kavona to live. And bakosha, you need kavona. But the truth is, lechoyera, a sword, you also need kavona. You also need it. If you just leave a sword, it doesn't kill. But I think there's a difference between the two. A sword kills by you holding it, staying with you. The arrow kills when it leaves your hand, when it goes away. That's the idea. The bakosha is when you have a need. You need to scream. So you reveal, you communicate, you throw it out like an arrow. The tefillah is what's in you, that you hold it in you. Because it's not communicating, it's connecting. Connecting can then only be done only by machshava. Mimela, that's the chiluk that the Beis Elokim says between a tefillah and a bakosha, if it's bekol or if it's balachash. Is medaberes aliba, which is using the dibur as a text to connect with Rosha, or is communicating? That's the difference between tefillah and bakosha. Tefillah is asking, bakosha is asking for a need, tefillah is connecting. One is holding it, the other one is throwing it away. Mimelei, this is the idea what the Ram holds, you need a loshen. Why do you need a loshen? Because this is a nevuah. Kibiyochol tefillah is a nevuah, is words which are springboard for kavana. So that's why that's the word that springboard for kavana, and that's why the takon, original takona, is that if you needed chokhma, use the brick as a chokhma to you to darshan, to connect, to use these words as the springboard to connect a kodesh bohu. People did lfi atzorech. after the Churban, there was an idea that we connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a tzibur through the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, the Maral says, what is the chidush of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni? Is Mizbeach Echod, Mikdosh Echod, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through tefillah, so it has to be also Me'achet Kalasur as a tzibur. So as a tzibur, you have the whole Shmoneh Esrei, because the tzibur now is not only, so the text of the tefillah is the Shmoneh Esrei Brachos. But the same way as before, that if you need it, I think one of the steps of Kavona is to take one bracha. But don't look at the bracha as communication. Look at the bracha as you are darshaning a sefer. You might not have time to do all Shmoneh Esrei, but even though you have to see all the Shmoneh Esrei, you could have one or two brachas, like before the Churban, that you could darshan, that you could connect a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Use this as a springboard of connection. So it could be that even after the Churban, still the tefillah of Ezra is still Kayim. We are going to see this in the Mishnah next week, why one tefillah needs to be darshan. It needs to have Kavanas Alev, it's only Birkas Ovis. And we're going to see why Dafkai by Birkas Ovis, such a thing is true. And why Birkas Ovis Me'akev, and Bizman Hazeh, we don't go back, we're going to explain that. But that's the Ikar HaTfilah, is Tfilah Balev. And that's why the Tfilah is Divri HaNevi'im, is Divri Nevuah. So the way to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect, is not through revealed language, is through a prophetic language. The way to do a prophetic language is realize that when we are davening, we're not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using speech as the vehicle and the text and the means and the springboard to connect through Kavonas HaTfilah. We do it through speech to be able to connect Shamayim V'oretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how do you achieve the connection? What's the means, not the springboard, the means of connection, the form of connection, is the prophetic language, which is Vaitelech Lidros HaShem. Our tefillah is a tefillah. We don't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derech pshat, the same way we don't learn Torah b'derech pshat. We darshan, we connect to Torah, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derech drash, Vaitelech Lidros HaShem.